Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on a Monday night, it is Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here. We've got an hour till kickoff in the National Football League, Monday Night Football, Minnesota and San Fran. An hour to first pitch as well for the ALCS game number 7 between the Rangers and the Astros. We're also live right now for game 6 in the NLCS side of things with the Diamondbacks up 4-1 on the Phils. For Monday Night Football, as we get set to reset the deck there, line is -7 everywhere for the San Francisco 49ers. Total raising throughout all sports books. This was 43. At one book, it is 43.5. Everywhere else, you are seeing a 44. So people coming in and betting on the over for the Niners side of it, a lot of trust. For the Vikings side of it, can you trust Kirk Cousins? We know that he has struggled against the number on Monday Night Football, where he is 2-10 straight up, as well as ATS. The Vikings are 3-9 against the spread in their last 12 games dating back to last season. Can the Vikings hang? Can they potentially pull off an upset even? Perhaps that answer is somewhere hidden in Davis Maddox. Same game parlay. We go to him as we get our eyes on Monday Night Football.
All right, guys, we are back for another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers traveling to play against the Minnesota Vikings. Going to begin by taking the 49ers on the spread, -6.5 points, simply a better team. Even with no Deebo Samuel, I am expecting Christian McCaffrey to be fully healthy, good to go, get his normal workload in this game. The 49ers looking to rebound from a very tough loss to the Cleveland Browns. Going to add McCaffrey as an anytime touchdown scorer. He basically scores every single game since he's become a member of the 49ers. Just feel like this should probably be priced around -200, and it is not. Then we are going to take Deebo Samuel's replacement, Ray McCloud, as an anytime touchdown scorer. I think this market is priced inefficiently. The market is anticipating a larger role for Juwan Jennings. I don't think that's accurate. 71% of the snaps for McCloud last week when Deebo was out injured. And then finally, we are going to take Jordan Addison over 50.5 receiving yards, the clear top wide receiver for Minnesota. Minnesota is going to have to throw early and often. I think you could also add the over on Kirk Cousins' passing attempts here. Feel pretty good about these four legs, and it's going to give us a massive 2,886 odds for this four-leg same-game parlay on the FanDuel Sportsbook. 49ers -6.5. Christian McCaffrey and Ray McCloud as anytime touchdown scores, and Jordan Addison over 50.5 receiving yards. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, appreciate the breakdown there from Davis Maddox. Let's make sure our radio audience is in here as well. SiriusXM, Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio. This is Game Time Decisions all across the Sports Grid Network. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here on this Monday night. Look, a lot of good looks there from Davis Maddox. One item that he has on the board is the Christian McCaffrey anytime touchdown score. CMC looking to keep the record alive. I'm curious if the – it's not dropped at all, the CMC touchdown number. Sometimes we see touchdown score prices drop as the game gets closer to kick. However, they have confirmed McCaffrey is going to play, so that has probably pumped up some of the numbers. Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams are confirmed out. Just to set a reminder here for you guys, I'm on the over 25.5 team total for the San Francisco 49ers, as well as the Alexander Mattison 17.5 receiving yards. I'm going to end up betting on Kirk Cousins in some fashion. Just to give you guys an idea on the numbers that I'm looking at here, pass attempts 36.5, passing yards 235.5, And that is 9 yards lower than at other spots. And then the passing touchdown number is 1.5, nearly plus 160. I'm even tempted by some of the alt prices tonight for Kirk Cousins. Let's get an idea of where some of those are just paying out at here. Because for Cousins, if you look, it's very correlated this year. His big passing games, right, over the attempts, he's thrown 44-plus in 4 out of 6 games. The Niners are thrown on a ton because they're leading all of the time. They've allowed a few big yardage games. Matthew Stafford threw for 307 against this football team. We saw Josh Dobbs throw for 265, which was well above his total. P.J. Walker cleared his total against this team. So if you want to take Cousins up to 275 passing, it's 210. You're getting almost 4-1 for Cousins to hit 300 yards tonight. Cousins has thrown for 340-plus. 340-plus, 3 out of his 6 games this season. So 325 is 7-1. How much do we want to chase Cousins? Again, I will let you know how I decide to finally kind of, you know, put this thing together. But it is going to end up coming in on Kirk Cousins in some fashion here tonight. Major League Baseball, again, one game live right now with Arizona and Philadelphia here. The Diamondbacks up 4-1, 2.5 run line, minus 600 live, 8.5 in terms of the over-under. Look, you don't hate a total over, but I don't. Philly's going to have to wake up. Maybe they just don't have it tonight, right? Certainly plausible there. But to go to tonight's game, Astros Rangers, look, I already told you, Yordan Alvarez for the championship series MVP, a plus 290, I think is a must bet, with the only exception being you love the Rangers to win tonight and aren't holding a Rangers 9-1 future. Because I do like the Rangers to win this baseball game. If I had no money across the board, you said bet a money line tonight, I would be betting Texas. I think Scherzer bounces back. I think Javier has worried some underlying numbers. But I'm already on the Rangers in terms of the, you know, pre-postseason ticket, so I'm leaving that alone. Total 9, lean over as well. One of these pitchers is vulnerable to get blown up. We know that to be true. If you needed, if you're looking for player props in this game, Michael Brantley and Yordan Alvarez would likely be the target options for me on the Houston side of it. Not as much from the Texas side of things against Javier. Maybe a play Jung, but the problem is with a guy like him, despite some good numbers, batting so deep in the lineup, 8th tonight, you may only get 1 at bat against Javier. So your hitter pitcher history doesn't hold as much value. The only other item I want to revisit here for Astros Rangers tonight, it's a long shot number. You put $10 on it. You put $5 on it. You can put $1 on it. But it's Corey Seager to win ALCS MVP. The market believes that Adolis Garcia has secured this. I vehemently disagree. He's batting 260 in this series. He had a grand slam last night. That was an awesome, awesome moment, but was not the difference in the baseball game. Hit a 3-run homer the game before that almost was the difference in the baseball game, but Altuve neutralized it. Corey Seager is the best hitter in this lineup and hitting 192 for the series. If Seager tonight goes 3-for-4, it's still a bad series overall, but this is too good of a hitter.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
To be held down like this, for me, over 7 games. Seager, if he gives you 2 hits and 2 RBI in a parlay, that's plus 613. We're getting 7-1. This is a game 7. And that, by the way, is the justification for Yordan not being a heavy favorite to win the championship series MVP. Because tonight might hold the most value. And if that's going to be the case, Seager's live at 70-1. We'll talk some market movement on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live it's right here on a Monday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. This is Game Time Decisions. We're live on Sports Grid again. We're live as well in the NLCS. We'll see if any damage comes from Philly. I see a runner on, but two out currently. Bottom six in that baseball game. I want to hit some market movement here, some of the items that we saw develop over the weekend. And as always, we start in the National Football League. We'll start here with the odds for the Super Bowl trophy because we've got ourselves a new favorite right now. I believe at last look, that number now, or that status now, belongs to the Kansas City Chiefs. They dropped from 5-1 to plus 450, narrowly jumping in front of the Niners. Perhaps the Niners regain status with a win tonight. The thing is, they're a 7-point favorite, so maybe it's marginal move. Maybe they'll both sit at plus 450 here. For Kansas City, they are the only one-loss team in the conference. So for the Chiefs, the Chiefs have an incredible, obviously the best pedigree in football, only one-loss team in the conference, biggest division favorite in the sport, Chargers are a disaster, Brandon Staley soon to be fired, Raiders lost on the road to the Chicago Bears, and the Broncos, while getting a win, it was only their second of the season. The Chiefs' status as AFC favorites should be unquestioned. Status as Super Bowl favorites, also really hard to argue, right? What's the argument for the Niners or the Eagles? Even if you like those teams more, if you're a book, it's Mahomes, it's Reed, it's the defending Super Bowl champions, and it's the clearest pathway right now on the board. They deserve to be your Super Bowl favorites. The Dolphins' odds came back a bit, not a ton. Why? Buffalo lost to New England. So let me just kind of acknowledge that. That is my pick to win the Super Bowl, the Buffalo Bills. And I would not jump off of a Super Bowl pick unless, you know, they were winless, right? 7 weeks into a season. Trust me, ask people last year how I talked about the Denver Broncos. I still think that Denver team was decent. The issue for Buffalo, and Josh Allen's going to get a lot of heat, is that's the easy thing to do when the Bills lose. Oh, my God. Josh Allen throws another pick. It was the first play of the game. He threw over 265 yards, two touchdowns. Ah, they got to get the ball to Stephon Diggs more. I don't disagree. It's not great when Diggs hauls in only 50% of his targets. Here's the deal, though. The Buffalo Bills took a field goal lead with less than 2 minutes left in the game, and Mac Jones marched with ease down the field. And that is not something that flash in the pan, tough. Because it's the exact thing Tyrod did the week before. Two of the very worst offenses in football, game on the line, did whatever they wanted to the Buffalo Bills. When you consider the Buffalo Bills' injuries, right? Yesterday on Pro Football Today, we talked to Dr. David Chow, right? And the guys over at SixScore.com, they grade out every unit, every team playing their offense and their defense. And the lowest graded unit on the entire slate was the Buffalo Bills' defense in terms of health. So this isn't an excuse. It is an acknowledgement that the Buffalo Bills' defense that I bet on, it doesn't exist. Milano White out for the year. So unless the Buffalo Bills can make big trades, which will they? I don't know. Unless they can make big trades, they are in very, very serious trouble of this being a lost year for Buffalo, and this is not a group that has a ton of years to give up on here or to let pass them by. NFL MVP status, Patrick Mahomes holds his spot as the favorite. We see Tua drop back. I am struggling, really struggling to understand the Tua number. The numbers on Tua look very good, right? He leads the league in yards. He's tied for Mahomes with the league in passing touchdowns, has a better passer rating. But the Dolphins lost their only two big games of the season, really. And I still feel like Tyreek Hill should probably get more credit than maybe, I don't know about Ed McDaniel, but then Tua. That is the biggest takeaway for me in the market. The other is probably trying to figure out if Mahomes can cross, or excuse me, if Hurts and the rushing touchdowns, how those will be valued by voters and bettors. Mahomes has 15 passing touchdowns. Hurts has 9, but Hurts has 9 rushing. You're even at 15. It'll be interesting to see how Hurts kind of lands inside that conversation. when we talk about those awards in terms of the MVP, let's go to the college version and talk about the Heisman Trophy. So we hit on this obviously a ton with Joe Lisi. I just want to bring this back in, though, if I can quickly here for everybody. Because the Jaden Daniels and Jalen Milroe battle that he and I are having, I acknowledge is a little silly. Probably more so people would think on my end because I'm trying to throw a guy who's 100 to 1 in the race. But also, let's just remove Jaden Daniels for a moment here because Daniels right now has two losses. And we know that he is one away from having no consideration in the race. That is something that even Joe Lisi agrees on. So I just want to take the top of the market's unbeaten quarterbacks, which is J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., Jordan Travis, and Dylan Gabriel. Because when I go through these list of quarterbacks here, I am struggling to figure out why J.J. McCarthy is booked the way he is. McCarthy's favorite status is because Michigan are now co-favorites to win the national championship alongside the Georgia Bulldogs. McCarthy's favorite status is because the confidence in Michigan is far greater than that of even Michael Penix's Washington team or, of course, Oklahoma and still seemingly Florida State. But why is it that? How are they this much more confident? That I'm missing because if we take this statistically, JJ has thrown for less yards and less touchdowns than Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. played Oregon, threw for 300 yards and 4 passing touchdowns. J.J. McCarthy's best performance came against Eastern Carolina, maybe against, Michigan. I mean, was it Michigan State last week? Who cares? He threw 4 touchdowns and 287 yards. Well, Michael Penix Jr. played that same damn team and threw for 4 touchdowns and 473 yards. J.J. McCarthy should not be the Heisman favorite. How about Dylan Gabriel, who's thrown for more touchdowns, more yards, ran for more touchdowns, ran for more yards, and led the best win that any quarterback has this year, which was against the Texas Longhorns? I don't understand what we're doing here with J.J. McCarthy. And Jordan Travis does leave a little bit to be desired in the numbers, trails in terms of passing touchdowns, but brings 5 rushing to the table, so he's only 1 total touchdown behind J.J. He has thrown 1 less interception. He has thrown less yards, but only 40-some-odd yards less. And Jordan Travis, again, if we're doing pathway, well, J.J. McCarthy has Ohio State and Penn State still on the table. What is the big game left for Jordan Travis? Here's the schedule. At Wake, at Pitt, home against Miami, home against North Alabama, at Florida. Florida's the best team left on the slate. That's the toughest game left on the slate. And the ACC championship game could end up being a joke if we saw what North Carolina did against Virginia. JJ being the favorite is a mistake. JJ having this type of gap in the market against some of these other quarterbacks, again, 12-1 Knicks, 12-1 Travis, is completely unjustifiable. We've seen this before, and it is true now. If you say, hey, Kev, K-Dubs, where is the value in the Heisman Trophy market? Every single player behind JJ has value because he shouldn't be the Heisman Trophy favorite. Joe Lisi just came on and told us he thinks JJ should be outside of the top 5. And I tend to agree with Lisi because the guy knows what he's talking about. And that's why Joe Lisi's coming right back here on Game Time Decisions because we got...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Get in line for Monday Night Football. The San Francisco 49ers are a touchdown favorite against the Minnesota Vikings. We'll see what Lisi thinks next, right here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. It's that time again. Joe Lisi helping us break down a primetime spot, Monday Night Football. Just a quick update here on the baseball board. We've got 5-1. Ketel Marte getting the job done. So minus 1,800 on the D-backs. We are likely going to have a game 7 tomorrow. Let me just set the record straight, people. If you think that game is more important than the start of the NBA season, you're nuts. With that said, Monday Night Football, Joe Lisi. Heck, I might break down the college football slate with more passion tomorrow than that Phillies Diamondbacks game. Talk to me here. Are you on a side or a total tonight with the Vikings catching 7 points at home and a climbing total now at 44?
No, I'm on the over, Kev. 43.5, and I'm on a bunch of prop bets for this ball game. I think Kirk Cousins can have some success. However, it is prime time, so I'm not willing to back the 7 points in terms of the home dog here. But I do think that both offenses will be able to move the football. I took both tight ends, Kittle and Hockenson, 47.5, 50.5 for Hockenson, respectively. And I did take a shot anytime touchdown scorer, Cam Akers. I know Minnesota hasn't hit pay dirt on the ground yet. Everybody looking to Madison. I took a shot with Akers at plus 440.
Okay. I don't mind it. Look, I played the Niner team total because I trust that the most, right? Where it's the Cousins primetime thing, but it's also, it's not as bad as much as the Niners have scored 30 in every single regular season game before last week against Cleveland. The Minnesota Vikings have played three really good offenses in the Chargers, the Eagles, and the Chiefs. All of those teams scored 27 plus. It's a great bounce back spot for San Fran. I'm trusting their offense the most. I am playing an Alexander Mattison receiving prop to the over, Joe, at 17.5. Why are you on Cam Akers here for an anytime touchdown?
I always go contrarian on Monday night when everybody's betting one particular, you know, number one or starting running back. I go to the secondary guys where the money isn't there. So I know it's a long shot, but at the end of the day, I'm willing to take that shot in terms of a goal line situation, or even if Madison gets a blow and needs some rest, I think that, you know, Cam Akers can come in close to the goal line and potentially score. The fact that they haven't scored up until this point and this news and facts get regurgitated on a Monday night, I'm always going the other way.
So yeah, that's not surprising, right? They have not scored a rushing touchdown, so let's get the backup running back in the end zone for a rushing touchdown. That's Joe Lisi. Listen, Akers scores, I'll be happy for you. I'm on the yards for Madison. So you're also with the tight ends in this game here. It's tight ends week. Kelce, big week. Andrews, big week. We saw some odds boosts with tight ends payout. So let's be honest here. You're betting this because it's tight ends week. How much of that of your cap is it being tight ends week?
Kev, that's not part of it, Kev. It's
what do you mean? Yeah, it is. Look,
if you love the tight ends, go. And you're going to take away Osborne. You're going to try and take away Jordan Addison, right? That means checkdowns.
Those guys go back
or a linebacker. I like that. And for same thing with Brock Purdy. You know, on the road, it's the rushing attack and it's the short to intermediate passes early on. That doesn't mean that, you know, if Kirk Cousins opens it up, and I would hope that if you're Minnesota, you utilize a little tempo in this ball game. You know, get Kirk into a little bit of a rhythm, and you could still run off a tempo. If you're going to go in, you know, run on first down, run on second down, throw on third down, you're going to lose that ball game to the 49ers because of how dominant that front seven is. So we'll see. I'm leaning to the over, and I think we get some tight end action here in terms of, you know, the lower numbers. 47.5 and 50 is light.
All right, help me with something then. So I have the two bets on the board, but I want to add more, but I'm hesitating because I want to bet Kirk Cousins. I like his yards. I like his alt yards. Kirk Cousins this season is fired in some of these games, but they were with Justin Jefferson. His passing prop now, the lowest yards you can find is 241.5. But, I mean, he's 7-1 for 325 yards. He's done that in half of his games this season, Lisi. Any juice for you on Kirk Cousins tonight, or are you staying away?
Staying away. I actually think Brock Purdy's number is pretty high. What is it, 241.5? I think that's high. That is what really, I mean, out of both quarterbacks, I probably lean to Purdy for some reason. It just doesn't make any sense. And I get Cousins 241, 238.5 at San Francisco, but they are so pass heavy. I mean, entering this game, basically 290, 300 passing yards per game, and they're only rushing for like 60, right? So completely pass heavy. In big games, you have to switch up tendency. So I'm going to the ground game. I'm going to stuff that doesn't really make sense right now in terms of just looking at the numbers. Because if you're Kevin O'Connell and you're trying to win this game, you have to obviously keep Brock Purdy and that offense on the sideline. So sustain drives, utilize the rushing attack, but still throw it. Just maybe more of a tempo type of game. I'm telling you, I think that Cam Akers to me is live. I like him a lot. I played him. We'll see how it plays out, but feel good with the look.
All right, look, let me ask you quickly here. Yesterday, the biggest performances, Kansas City and Mahomes light up L.A. We saw 400 passing yards for Mahomes. The Eagles, Sunday Night Football, get a 14-point victory against the Miami Dolphins. And then the Baltimore Ravens demolished the Detroit Lions. Of those three, which performance was most impressive to you?
It was the Lamar Jackson performance because it was how he did it. 357 yards, three touchdowns. We talked about it on Pro Football Today. You wanted to see that offense evolve as it relates to the passing attack. They challenged Detroit over the top. Detroit secondary was giving up 250, 260 plus entering that ballgame. That was the right game plan. And the fact that he started so fast, built the first half lead. Big picture, they now have, from what I saw yesterday, the likes to challenge potentially Kansas City in the AFC Championship. You got to build the passing attack. We know they can run it. We need to see Lamar evolve as a pocket passer. That's what he did yesterday, and that's a very good defense that they tore up. So very impressed with that victory. I mean, Kansas City just gets it done, but how much of that is on Brandon Staley and the L.A. Chargers just again not living up to expectations and the hype? It's just unbelievable. And I'll throw one more in there. How about the kid Badgett, right? I mean, 162 leads a dominant. He didn't get over his number, but hey, to Donnie's credit, he got over his rushing yesterday. Dominant effort over Brian Hoyer and a gutless Las Vegas team.
Yeah, so I look, Badgett did his job. Credit to you. Credit to the Sharp out there who told me as well, you keep your eye on the Bears. Credit to Donnie for the rushing play. So I think you're right. The Chiefs' performance, I don't want to say, come on. Listen, you throw for 400 yards, he lit that team up, right? But we know he's capable of that, and the Chargers are a disaster. The Ravens' performance was fantastic. It's one of the best wins any team has this season, and we're going to absolutely rate that highly. We have seen many times in football, though, at times, Lisi, when the ball starts to roll and it can snowball and things get out of hand, and I think that's what happened a little bit in that game. The Eagles last night held the Miami Dolphins offense to 10 points. To 10 points. Pick six got on the board, got him to 17. Jalen Hurts made enough of plays. I know he threw the pick six. That Philly defense holding the Dolphins to 10 points, it's the most impressive thing any football team has done all year long.
No, you're right. I guess for me, though, Kev, I expected that. So again,
fair enough.
Everybody was, and we talked about it on Pro Football Today, you know, the five wins that they have, and they put it out there in regards to that game, was 5-24, the Dolphins, right? They did. I mean, they didn't beat a team with a winning record. So that was a 208 winning percentage. I said, in terms of yesterday's breakdown, I'd be shocked if the Dolphins can run it on that front seven the way they did all season long against some of the other teams. And you know what? They were completely one-dimensional. The Dolphins weren't up to par in terms of the interior offensive defensive lines. And I've been saying all along, Philly, in my opinion, is the best team in the NFC. So that's why, yes, was it impressive? Absolutely. Did I expect it? Yeah, and I'm a Dolphin fan, so I look at everything objectively. That's what I expected from that Philadelphia defense last night, and they delivered.
They did. I want to tell you, too, so I got a little scared at the back end of the show and said Dolphins plus the three, which led to Donnie challenging all of my credibility, and then you saying they're not going to be able to run the football. But I want to let you know that that comment was true and really helped me out. Mostert had negative 11 yards at half. But because of that, and because of what you said, I went, nah, this is ridiculous. This can't keep going. So I was live betting Mostert, and we got him. I almost took down an plus 800 on him to get to 50. Joe, we finished at 45, but a couple of live Mostert bets did help out. So in my opinion, he had a great game.
He had a great game. I mean, what'd they rush for? 3.5 yards per carry, but that's good, or 3.1. Unbelievable.
45 total yards.
Unbelievable.
45 total yards. They were a mess on the ground, just like you said they would be. Lisi, we appreciate it as always. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll do it again later this week.
Can't wait, guys. Love the show.
Fantastic. The absolute best there. Find him on Twitter at Go4The2. That is Joe Lisi. Behind the scenes, the people are terrible. We'll be right back with Dave Sharapan.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Backwards right here. It's Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. It is a Monday night. 20 minutes until in-game live begins, where you will be able to catch Dave Sharapan. Consig, we are busy. We have a lot to get to, but first, how are you? How was the weekend?
Great. Weekend was good, other than the Penn State loss, but they deserved it. 1-for-16 on third downs. No adjustments at halftime. The defense played their hearts out. It's fine. Steelers won. Nighttime in Pittsburgh behind me. Books had a good weekend. Everything's good.
Fair enough. All right, let's talk about the books, because this is what I want to ask you first here. I want to start with the NFL quickly.
Yes, sir.
Minnesota's catching 7, right? So it's up from 6.5 to 7. I want to bet a bunch of Kirk Cousins props. I haven't done it yet. Books need Kirk on a Monday night, correct? What's the story for you Monday Night Football?
Every single time Kirk plays in prime time,
they need him.
They pretty much need Kirk, especially on Monday nights.
Yeah,
yes.
Bad.
And you always need against the brand names. San Francisco's the best team in the league, according to the odds. So, yes, absolutely, the books need Minnesota. The books got a lot of good results yesterday. I don't know. Does that continue? I mean, is it that easy? I don't know.
Well, they were due, right? The public had kind of been having themselves a good start to the year. So we know how that goes. I played the Niners team total. That's where I feel just most comfortable, right?
I like
if they roll this team... 25.5, right, Dave? If they roll them, they'll roll into the 30s. If the Vikings hang, I think they hang with some offense, right? So that's the thought process there. Play the over 25.5. Kirk is 2-10 against the number on a Monday night. But the props are very, very tempting. The thing is, the sample size of no Justin Jefferson was in a wind game against the Chicago Bears. That's kind of some of the hesitation that I have there. So I have not pulled the trigger on some of the Kirk stuff yet. The other bet I have is Alexander Mattison over 17.5 receiving yards. That's where the NFL is right now. We go to the game tonight between the Rangers and the Astros.
Yes, sir.
So I am... All right, let's start with this. What do you expect in tonight's game? Let's start with that.
Under. Under. It's all about Max Scherzer. It's simply put. They go as Max goes. If Max goes... good, I think Texas wins. If Max goes bad, I think Houston wins. He has to outpitch Javier. I know I'm getting a good effort from Javier. He has that swing and miss stuff. I think there's going to be a lot of base runners on, you know, because he's had some walks, but I like the game under.
It's one of those spots. So again, like and I know this going into it, we're getting cute, doesn't work. But the Astros minus 2.5 is plus 235. The Rangers minus 2.5 is plus 255.
Ooh.
I think one of these starters is blown up tonight. And that's why I worry about the total, right? Mm-hmm. You bet a total of 9. If I told you one team scores 2, you're like, let's go. I cashed my ticket. I'm not sure you do. That's my worry about the total, okay? But here's the market where I am playing tonight's game. It's the ALCS MVP. Adolis Garcia is the favorite. Insane. Makes no sense. They are not favored to win the game.
Nope.
The Astros are. Jordan Alvarez is hitting .435 in the series with 8 RBI. The idea is, I see what the numbers are saying. We have Altuve. What about him? He's batting under .300 with half of the RBI. He's going to win the series MVP because of one swing. I don't see how you justify that. Plus, in terms of expectations for tonight, expectations are higher for me on Jordan Alvarez. So I was going to let the Ranger ticket ride, Consig.
Mm-hmm.
I took Jordan to win the ALCS MVP because if I had no Rangers money, I would be betting this Jordan. They hung a number too enticing. Look, I lose both because Altuve goes and hits 2 home runs tonight. Whatever. I hate baseball anyway. I'll never watch the damn sport again.
What's
I took Jordan
price?
Alvarez to win plus 290. What are we doing?
Oh, that's tremendous.
What are you doing
that's
at plus 290?
Even if that loses K-Dub, that's a good bet. That is an absolute. I'm looking for it right now. I don't have it here available where I'm at. But how does he not win it? I don't know what has to happen for Houston tonight. For him to not win it. Javier could pitch the game of his life. He ain't winning it.
Not a chance.
Alvarez is the best hitter on planet Earth right now. He's winning it.
5 straight games with multiple hits. And if you're a believer in hitter-pitcher history, Scherzer against Jordan Alvarez. Alvarez is 4-for-8 with a home run. Altuve is 5-for-28 lifetime. That's a .178 batting average.
That's not
so
good. I don't want
Here's the other thing I did though in the market. I threw not even a dart. I threw a stone in the ocean.
What'd you
Seager 70-1 to win the ALCS MVP.
Wow. That's a great price. I was looking at the World Series MVPs as well with the Texas Rangers last night because I don't know. I think Texas is super live tonight. And those prices
I do
are crazy.
As well.
Their prices are crazy.
Yeah, so the idea for the books, right, is it's Garcia and it's over, right? That's wrong. He's batting .260 in the series. The 3-run homer, I don't know how these voters are going to go about it, Consig, but the 3-run homer was negated. They lost that game.
Correct.
The grand slam last night did not decide that baseball game.
No.
Loved it. I wish he was still rounding the damn bases. He should still be rounding the bases, okay? But he is also, again, we talk hitter-pitcher history, against Javier Garcia, 2-for-19 lifetime. Garcia, before the ninth inning last night, was 0-for-4 with 4 Ks.
Right.
I'm not sure this guy's going to finish up with a .225 batting average in this series and be handed the championship series MVP. Corey Seager is one of the best hitters on the planet batting .330 on the year. He's hitting .192 in the series. If he's not due, the word due doesn't exist.
Fair. That's a very legit argument right there. I love it. That's good. Wow. So this is the ALCS MVP. 70-1 with 1 game to go. And I think it's
one
up
game
in
to
the
go.
Air. Wow. That's right. A good price. Boy, oh boy. I know what I'm rooting for tonight. Seager 3-for-4,
Seager.
2 bombs. Lock it up,
oh
baby.
God.
Let's go.
By the way, and just because I couldn't help myself, and I got to tell you something else. Hold on. I'll make a note. The Seager for 2 plus hits and 2 plus RBIs is paying out at like plus +600. If that parlay hits, we got a shot. So I'm getting 70-1. Speaking of me playing the numbers,
yes.
I didn't go back to it.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if I should have, but I probably should have. You remember the Kelly Nola hits allowed parlay?
Yes.
That lost by a hit in game 2? Yeah, it won tonight, and it won pretty easily. It won tonight. It won tonight. So
you got to follow those up sometimes. That was a good bet then. and you got another shot at it, you got to follow it up sometimes. That's all right. Let it go. We're focused on Texas tonight. I know what I'm rooting for now. This is great.
But here's the thing. Look, everything says we're going to get a game seven. I have question one. Yes. More bet on tomorrow. Lakers Nuggets, Phillies Diamondbacks.
Oh, Phillies Diamondbacks. I'm just keeping it real. You
wrong
know
answer.
I would tell you the truth.
That was crazy.
It's a regular season basketball game
here.
On a Tuesday.
It's opening night.
It's opening night. It's a Tuesday.
It's not a normal game.
It's a regular season. It's game one of 82. This is tomorrow's game seven of the whole season. It's focused on everything. There's a lot of things factors into that. There's a lot of people dumping positions. A lot of things happening.
You know how when an athlete gets an opinion from a doctor they don't like, so they got to start checking around? I got to ask a couple other people.
I got to
get a second opinion on that question.
Go right to the right side. He'll tell you. Ask Kofsky. Ask Freeze. Ask the boys.
Is the last person I'll ask on that exact. He's the last. He's the last person.
He's the quack doctor down the street that you don't go to. You can't go to him for this opinion. No.
Not at all. As far as the Phils here tonight, again, look, there's so much magic at the bank. It wouldn't even surprise me if they found a way to win this game tonight. Truly, if we go to a game seven, I mean, this is the best thing that in the world. Brandon Pfaadt, who is awful but has been unreal in the postseason, is going to get the ball. I don't know what we get game seven. I don't know what that line looks like. What is it? Ranger Suarez with a full bullpen behind him, ready to go?
Yes. It's Ranger Suarez.
Crazy.
And Pfaadt has to pitch literally like he did in game three, the game of his life, has to match Suarez pitch for pitch, inning for inning. And I don't know if he can do it again. I know I have some crazy positions on Arizona that would really be nice if they could do it, but I think it's a tall task. It's a tall task.
Here's what I'll say. I feel pretty confident. You tell me if I'm wrong. The books will need Arizona.
Yeah.
The books will need Arizona tomorrow.
Big time.
The amount of Phillies aren't losing two in a row at home. And I'm not saying I disagree with that, by the way. I'm just saying if you're a believer in the books always win, you bet Arizona tomorrow. That's all I know.
Without a doubt. Oh, without a doubt. Absolutely.
Last one. We actually, I think, got to all the stuff I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
Penn State. It was a disaster. Yes. Everyone is going to tell you they stink. They are right because they play in the Big Ten. But because of that, I don't think Penn State's season is over. All they have to do is beat Michigan. Penn State won't lose any other game other than the Michigan game. Now, they might lose that game. There'll be a dog in the game.
Yes, sir.
But it's hard to see Penn State losing anywhere else because, again, they play in the Big Ten. What a garbage conference this season. Luckily, those Cali teams can come in and add some flair and some juice.
Oh, yeah.
Penn State is 60-1 to win the title. I don't think they have anything to actually cross that finish line.
Nope.
We don't have make playoff odds up yet, but they have a chance, just like Ohio State got in last year. Penn State, I don't think, is dead in terms of the college football playoff race.
I don't think so either, but they need help now, like big-time help. They win that game Saturday, and they're in the driver's seat. They could even lose the Michigan game and somehow find their way in. But there's other teams coming. I mean, we could pretty much rule out the Pac-12 at this point, okay, Dub? Like, I don't think Washington's running the table the rest of the way. It's going to be hard for one of those one-loss teams to get in. Texas, big injury. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. Oklahoma, throw them out. So there might be two Big Ten teams in. Unfortunately, it might be Ohio State and Michigan. It's kind of annoying.
But let me
say this. Florida State, I think, is live. K-Dub, no? Florida State, maybe?
Florida State. If Florida State doesn't make it, that'll be insane to me. The ACC was like, people were like, should we give the ACC a little respect? And then they were like, no. We are terrible. Terrible. Awful. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. And I don't know how they're going to handle this. And, you know, it's kind of like an in-the-moment thing. Mm-hmm. But a two-loss Pac-12 team, Oregon, right, against one-loss Penn State, the Pac-12 team should go. I don't know if they will. But the Pac-12 team should go. Wow. Let me give you credit for beating UMass in Delaware. Ugh, I mean, it's a joke. JJ McCarthy's the Heisman favorite, by the way.
Yeah, what do we
whale out there move that number? It should be in the top five.
You must come up with something by tomorrow on that, because that looks really wide open to me. There's some bullets
hold on
out there for
Dave,
you.
Dave, you know who I'm looking at. You know who I'm looking at. You know who. We'll close it out next. You know who.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you right here. Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. Appreciate everybody that has stopped by. Great stuff tonight. Taylor Mathis, Joe Madden, Joe Lisi, and Dave Sharapan helping us get the job done here on Sports Grid. It'll be in-game live coming up next, and then they'll go over until 10 o'clock. Sports Rage late at night. Gabe Morenci and Cam Stewart. So Sports Grid, as you covered all night long, it's going to be a great night. Game 7 in Major League Baseball. We took some ALCS MVP shots on Corey Seager and Yordan Alvarez. We go to Monday Night Football. Best bet, Alexander Mattison over 17.5 receiving yards. Mattison last week, 7 targets. First full game without Justin Jefferson, the workload makes sense. Cam Akers only targeted once. This is Madison's backfield at minimum in terms of the catching game. Mattison has never, never missed this prop in a game with 7+ targets, which works out perfectly because he's playing the perfect defense to go over it. 5 consecutive teams have put a running back at 18 or more receiving yards against the Niners, and the one team that did not, week 1 against the Steelers. We saw that team in combined RB yardage get over this no problem with Warren and McFarland. Najee Harris was in the mix as well. I trust the workload here for tonight for Alexander Mattison. It's my best bet over 17.5 receiving yards. We also play the Niners team total over 25.5. If you look right now, the Chargers, Eagles, and the Chiefs are clearly the best offenses that we have seen go up against the Vikings. All scored 27+, well over 30+ for both Philly and LA. And Purdy has scored 30+ in every single game in his NFL career in the regular season, except for last week. That's the best defense in football in the Cleveland Browns. I know what Gardner Minshew did. It was a weird game. It was also indoors. Purdy bounces back. They go over 25.5. Final decision on Cousins? We'll handle it live. So make sure you follow me on Twitter, @TheKevinWalsh, and we'll fire along as we always do. I also added the boost, by the way, Kittle and Ayuk for 125+ receiving yards. I talked to some necessary parties. That's a party over for you people. That's a party over. I'm Kevin Walsh. This is Game Time Decisions. We are back tomorrow for opening night in the NBA. LeBron is back. Get excited about it.